could make this a good day. Let's see if we can figure out how to make it a good day, even though some of the things that we may talk about, you'll have to trust me. You have to trust me on this. Are not going to be all that cool and all that great, but we'll try to put the right spin on it. With information from Sochi, counts here. United States has 23.
Woo.
Is that an accurate count? That's the up-to-the-minute count, isn't it, Evan?
Yes, it is.
Evan Mantell in the control room in Washington. Ken Kessler in his studio in San Diego. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. 888-302-3684. And the rest of those slaggards, those Ruskies, 22 for them. They're in second place. The Netherlands, they're doing all right, 22. How have they done in the past in terms of the top five? I may have asked this question a different way before. Who remembers that in terms of how in the top, the headliners at the end of the Olympic Games are the Netherlands usually, because this is the kind of sport, this winter stuff is good for them. So they always end up in the top five? Who knows? Oh, pass the baton to either Evan.
Good question.
I like asking good questions. That's sort of what I do for a...
The last Winter Olympics, Netherlands finished in 10th place with
really?
Eight medals.
So they could do a lot better this time around. Doesn't look like they'd... I mean, they're going to be in the top five no matter how you shake it, I think, aren't they?
I would think so.
Something really falls apart in the next couple
of
days.
Unless they just collapse for the rest of the games.
Good. All right. And having not heard from Evan, I know he's busy searching around looking. So let's move into the latest information from all around the Olympics. U.S. hockey team defeating the Czech Republic. So they're heading into the semifinal game against Canada on the morrow. Won't be any rematch with Russia because the Ruskies were defeated by Finland. So they are out. News conference following the Russian loss. The Russian hockey team's head coach gave a bizarre interview, which included comments about being eaten alive because of the team's loss. So is he talking about himself or is he talking about the whole team? That's what I didn't get out of trying to read between the lines. Anybody got
it? It is really hard to understand what he was saying. I think whoever the reporter was trying to use it as a metaphor or something, but he seemed to be taking it seriously as if that were to be his fate.
Really?
We'll have to see if he...
Putin puts a bullet in his head then, something like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't sound too well. Listen, be happy you're in America. No matter how bad things are here, they're always going to be worse there. I think you can count on that. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or to Ken at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The Internet buzzing yesterday as well because of Vic Wilde. Vic's an American-born snowboarder. Remember the story? I think we had this conversation on Monday. We may have been a little ahead of the curve. He married a Russian lady, and instead of competing for us because he was born here, he competes for them. Because he's married to a Russian lady. He won the gold in the parallel giant slalom. His wife won bronze in the women's parallel giant slalom. So let's see. This will be as we examine what goes on in the news talk radio and television world during this hour, taking bits and pieces from various programs. Here are our hosts, Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, talking about rooting for the former American who won the gold medal, not for us, but for them.
I'm rooting for the enemy.
Who would that be?
I'm rooting for a Russian.
Are you really?
Yeah, this doesn't make me feel good, but I think the story...
The story of the Russian or the sport?
The story of the Russian makes me want to root for him.
Mm.
What's
this Russian's name?
Vic Wilde won the gold.
Okay.
He's a snowboarder.
And he's Russian.
He lives in Russia.
Okay.
But he's an American.
I don't mean sexually. What team does he play for? Wait a minute. He's on the Russian team.
He was born in Washington State.
Okay.
He wanted to be a snowboarder.
Right.
And he did not have the support from the U.S. Olympic Committee or the U.S. Snowboarding Association to pursue his Olympic dreams.
Okay.
So he's dating a Russian woman.
Lucky him.
Named Alina Zavarzina. They moved to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
An American won the gold playing for the Russian team. I know that they're not playing for the Russian team. You know what I mean. They're
representing
Russia.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I like this story.
And you like the Vic. I mean, you rooted for him.
Vic Wilde. How do you not root for a guy named Vic Wilde?
Good point.
I rooted for him because of his story. If you don't want me, I'm going to leave.
Okay.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to stick it in your face.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did. We see this every day here in America in the business world.
Yeah.
You don't like what I do? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my talents across the street.
Right.
I'm going to win over there.
You know, I was just thinking I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about LeBron James.
And then you stick it in your former company's face.
Yeah.
This guy said, you didn't want me, America.
Right.
So what I want to do is I want to fulfill my dream. I'm going to go. And I'm going to wear the Russian red.
It sounds odd, but the biggest mistake you can make is to tell somebody they can't or they're not good enough. Because like Vic Wilde and him, I mean, you and I are a good example of that. If you tell somebody that they can't or they don't have a shot or they're not good enough, you're only motivating them.
Sure.
Now the backstory of this is, if you're of a certain age, you know, if you're over 40, you remember the Cold War. This would never have happened 30 years ago. you'd be Edward Snowden. You'd be hungry for reason. Exactly. But now we've got a kid from Houston going to Canada for ice dance competition because the ice dance people in America didn't want him.
So he went to Canada.
And became a Canadian citizen. This guy, Vic Wilde, with a hot Russian girlfriend who's also a snowboarder.
Alina Zavrazina.
Yeah.
She won the bronze, by the way, in the same event just minutes before her hubby. So, I mean, it really is an incredible, incredible story.
It is, but I don't know if you would have voted. I don't know if we would have rooted for this guy 20 years ago, but now, like you said, if you don't like where you work, how many times have we heard about, you know, Major League Baseball or a sports team or business? Boy, I know somebody in the insurance business, they poach people all the time.
Free agents, free enterprise.
Right. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I like this Vic Wilde guy because I think that he had something to prove.
Yeah.
He wanted to prove it. He did it. And I think he outworked everybody.
Right.
And that's a story that I like.
That motivates him.
That motivates a lot of people when you say I can't do it.
Yep. It's what motivated me to do this program and to keep at it for 26 years. You can't do that. Nobody will listen to that. Wrong time, all that stuff. Been hearing it for years, and here I am, and here you are, listening with 3.5 to 4 other million people during the course of the week. So good for the winner, no matter where he is or how you look upon him. You think that I'm a dirty, no-good traitor because I like him. I like him because he's accomplished. He's worked at it. He survived. He stayed the course. Whatever it is, whatever euphemism you want, he's a winner. And winners need to be appreciated. And it happens every day, right? In business, every day of the week, somebody says, okay, you don't want me? I'm not good enough. How many times have you heard, I mean, Jay Leno used to tell the story all the time about how people said he would never make it in show business. And now he's worth $350 million because he made it in showbiz. All right, that enough said. 888-302-36. 84 Doug Steffens Good Day program, 4:15.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Ooh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
Staying with the Olympic theme for a few more moments, here are a couple of more hosts, Sports Talk Radio people all over the discussion of what's going on at the Olympics, including John Avil, Eric Bickel, Jason Bishop, and John Paul Flame, talking about whether it's good that Russia is out in hockey.
I'm just wondering, are some people a little disappointed that Russia's not there for, like, an added storyline? Like,
I mean,
there's a little more intrigue when the Americans play Russia.
I looked forward to that regular pool play game between the U.S. and the Russians.
Right.
And that was a great game. Watched
awesome.
It start to finish. You guys watched it. Yes, I don't care about Finland. Finland obviously was the better team, but I don't care if Finland or Sweden plays for the gold.
It's not a sexy matchup.
Now it's all about U.S. Canada.
Yeah, but I think there's more buzz if the Americans are playing Russia. You got the Drago-Rocky storyline.
The Americans are starting soon, buddy. Starts
right.
February 26th.
I mean, hello, we all grew up during the tail end of the Cold War.
Right.
Can't pull for Russia.
I root for Russia.
I have hostility towards Russia. Yeah, this guy still does.
Well,
I don't care about the terrible country.
The Russians weren't
one of the gold medal favorites, so to see them go out isn't a gigantic surprise.
Now, it's three straight Olympics that they haven't medaled.
They've got so much talent.
You know what? Good. Not a fan of Russia. Never have been. Never will
be. So what's going on right now in Russia? Are people, are they lighting couches on fire? You know, like when Maryland beats Duke?
I don't know.
Like,
what's going on? Happening in Ukraine.
You know, does Russia have sports talk radio?
Phone lines buzzing now. Call in. Russia bailout of Olympics. Not even bronze medal.
Putin's getting some task force together to take out some of these guys.
Give us a call on Smirnoff Ice Hotline. Remember,
all right.
Just wondering if you're upset that Russia's out because you wanted to see the Americans
screw
the
Russia
down again.
I am.
I'm still in the the Cold War era.
I wanted to see us possibly play them again.
Don't you just want to see us win? I want to see
the
easiest
route.
I want to see a gold medal hanging
around U.S.
I mean,
next.
If we play Sweden or Finland or whoever it may be, you know, for the gold, I want them to win, obviously, but it would be more intriguing if they played Russia.
Now you need them to whoop up on Canada.
Now it's all about the Canada game, yeah.
All right, so some of the sports hosts, some of these guys are actually pretty, one of the things that is a saving grace isn't necessarily the subject matter, but more the guys that are doing the conversation. I don't know if there's any women doing sports talk radio, a lot on television, but anyway, Obamacare, let's go to that. Boy, that'll be exciting. Up next here on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Loosely, when describing some of these people that are on American Idol. So, night before last, it was the 10 women finalists, and last night on American Idol, the 10 men who are working toward success, or trying to anyway. This is a gentleman named Caleb Johnson opening up with Stay With Me. You might want to give it a little bit of time here. Go ahead, Kevin, crank it up a bit. Never been done before. There's something that's brand new. Wow. That guy's got talent. Bunga, bunga. All right, so we'll see how he fares. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, people are talking about Obamacare still, yet, always, and forever. Isn't that song Peaches and Herb? Who did that song? Always and forever. I'll be with you.
Peaches and Herb.
I think it was. Dory Monson, who's a talk radio person, Jake Skorkum, also with him on his program, talking about the latest from the state of Washington, what they're trying to do to get younger people to sign up for the
state of Washington, being the marketing geniuses that they are, they have come up with a campaign that's going to really energize young people. And like, Jake, you are right in the target demo. You're the exact age that they need.
Yeah,
old enough to be off your parents' health care, which is eligible until you're 26 now.
Employed.
You're employed, and you're healthy. So if you didn't have great insurance here at work, and yeah, we have great insurance here, but if you didn't have it, you would be the exact type of person they need to sign up so that they can take your money and redistribute it to all the old sick people around.
That's how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So state of Washington, they have to target people like you. And I know that you've seen these new videos. Here's the press release from Washington Health Plan Finder, which is the state health care exchange. Washington Health Plan Finder enrollees share stories with health care rap duo in new advertising wave. And it's going to reach what they call the young invincibles, people your age who think that you're never going to need health care.
Did they call them young invincibles?
Yes. Ads complement non-traditional outreach at concerts and sporting events to reach young invincibles.
Why would an invincible sign up for health care?
Because you're dumb in the state of Washington. If you're young and feel invincible, you also are dumb enough to want to just take your money and give it to the state to redistribute to other people. Because, I mean, that's what all the votes have done. So they figure you want to do this. So, and I've got to describe the visuals. It's a rap duo. It's a big, heavy, black guy, and then the other guy is
just a tiny, tiny little white guy.
Tiny little white guy, and they both have the gold chains. And I'm guessing...
kind of ridiculous, stereotypical,
yeah.
Actually kind of 90s rap outfits.
So that's... those are the two characters. And then in one, they're talking to an older couple. In another, they're talking to a 20-something woman. And here's how the state of Washington is going to get everybody, all the young people, to sign up for health care.
That's right.
So last fall, you didn't have health insurance or an appendix? You was almost dead, girl.
Well, no, I just couldn't stand my parents' coverage after I turned 26.
My baby bird.
Okay, but what'd you do?
I got a low-cost plan.
Low.
It covers checkups, ER, everything.
40 cc's of low-cost options at that.
Wasn't a big deal. It just worked.
That's it. That's how they think they're going to attract people Jake's age to sign up for health care.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
All right, 33 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Thursday morning. Is it today? The 20th, right? Yeah. Two-thirds of the way through the second month of 2014. And, man, I'll tell you, man, I have a cheering squad for when winter is over. Woo! Some of you may have noticed at Facebook.com and at Twitter, there were some personal things going on with me yesterday. On my farm here in Massachusetts, there was a roof collapse, and some cows died on my dairy farm. Some others were hurt. The response from the local community has been something bordering on fantastic. I guess that would be the word that I would use. Hundreds of people were at the farm yesterday to try to help, giving things that maybe the cows might have needed to stay warm and dry and healthy, or to get them back to health. And for those, I'm not sure because I haven't looked at the Facebook page. I don't know whether they're there. I know on the Facebook page we have for the farm, there were thousands of people actually following what was going on. And I don't know whether, because I said something on the air yesterday before I left California to come back here, what was going on. I don't know whether anybody has commented on it or not, or we have other comments there that you'd like to lay on us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So I'm going to turn matters over to you.
Lots of comments on Facebook. We posted, Jennifer Rich and I all posted during the day yesterday, update stories as we saw them on the news. Loretta says, so sorry to hear about this. Your heart must be broken. Prayers coming your way.
Thank you.
Melody says, I'm sorry to hear this happened. I know you love them all.
I do. And the two that the two that were killed, as it turned out instantly, were nice, fresh first calf heifers. There was one who had a sort of gnarly little horn. We take the horn. Some of them, we breed a polled bull so that when they're born, they won't have horns because the horns are messy, nasty. We take them off, and I don't like to do that because it hurts them. So if I can breed in and use a bull that's polled, it makes the whole thing much easier for the heifers. But in this one heifer's case, it happened that it was Edgar who had dehorned her. Edgar was the former manager of my farm, who passed away a year ago, July. He had taken care of horns. Sometimes, because it is kind of a messy, nasty thing, And he didn't like doing it, and I didn't like doing it because it put the cabs in pain. Anyway, so there was a little knotty kind of a horn left on one of these heifers that actually she had just calved last fall for the first time. So when the roof came down, I don't know how much of it you saw. You could see a good deal of it. It was more of a mess than I thought it was, frankly. Before I got back here, I had pictures. I'd seen some pictures and some of that stuff, Kenny, as you say, was posted. Excuse me. When I got back here, it was a much bigger mess than I thought it was. Under the circumstances, what we're going to do is we'll have maybe a fundraiser to try to redo some of this, some of the inner workings, this big feedlot area. And I, because of the way it was built, Edgar built it. And the way it was built, this was basically a pole building. So looking at what a mess it is, and looking at how much snow is on the roofs. Now, these, it didn't have as much of a pitch as some of the other roofs. But the snow collected on the bottom without us noticing. And the guys didn't notice that what happened during the warmer weather is some of the snow would melt and it would end up on the edge of the roof, the metal roof. And so when it got cold, it froze there. So all of the snow, and thus all of the rain, because it rained heavily yesterday morning, was backing up on the roof. So it didn't slide off. And yeah, they should have noticed it, but they didn't. So as with the weight-bearing load right in the center, not being able to hold all of this weight, tons and tons and tons of snow and ice, it just pushed, collapsed. And the cows had just started to be milked, and they were leaving the barn. They go back down into the feed area after they're milked, and they eat at the feed bunkers. So many of them were there. There were about 34, 35 cows under there. And at first blush, it looked like there were 12 that were dead. But because of the rescue efforts of Tufts University veteran, the veterinarians and the state veterinarian who came here, I get some amazing calls from people not only in the town who were supportive, but also the state ag director called me, and he sent the state veterinarian who was a very big help. And there was some help from the people that do the Animal Rescue League stuff, who all know of the farm, support the fact that we have there's a teaching school sort of about agriculture and cows here. But we're also very, very much a sanctuary for bovines, not only our own, but others that might come here. So anyway, the essence of it is the way they were handled and treated, and the neighbors that were here. Last night when I came into the barnyard, there was a newspaper reporter, there was a television reporter, and there were two of my better neighbor friends who had been there all day bringing pizza and trying to keep everybody fed. They bought, I don't know, 40 pizzas or something and just brought it in to feed everybody. At one point in time, excuse me, there were 30 firefighters that were here, trying physically, singularly, without equipment, to get the framing off of the cows, and that's what saved some of them. There are four that got up, and after all of this, we sort of encouraged them. I didn't, but people that are here encouraged them. They got them up, and then there were another four that needed some serious treatment, but it looks like they'll make it. And you know, but it was the outpouring of people's interest that really got me. What else you got on Facebook, Kenny?
Excuse me. Sherry says, so sorry to hear this tragic news. Hope the injured can heal quickly.
Yep.
I know your heart must hurt for them all. I'll pray for you and for the recovery of all.
Thank you. All right. I think that was the gist of it. We got to get on to some other things here. And one of them in conversation over the past 24 hours, we're still very much interested in the NSA and Edward Snowden. And the people, I was watching Bill Maher last night. I couldn't go to sleep. And I'm not, I watch him to get ticked off. Usually, whatever pleasure I get out of getting ticked off. Although there are some things that he says that I do agree with. And so everybody's got something that I think maybe it isn't so much what he says, but how he says it that annoys me. But his views on religion are mine. His views on Obama, he was scathing focus on Obama this week. And he's back and forth on Obama, I think, from time to time. But anyway, there was a fellow there who he was an actor, and I don't remember what his name was, but he was focused on Snowden and what a hero he is. I don't know that I think Snowden's a hero. I know Kenny doesn't think he is, but, man, am I glad all of this stuff has surfaced. Here's another conversation about the latest information from the NSA. Talk host Frank Beckman with Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan about a new bill in the House that would put a stop to the NSA's data collection program.
You got the NSA still at the top of the agenda for a lot of people there. What's the latest move in Congress toward looking further into the intelligence that our own government is collecting on the American public right now?
We've got a bill called the USA Freedom Act. It's H.R. 3361. We've been pushing very hard to get this bill to the floor for a vote. It has over 130 co-sponsors now, and it's split almost evenly between Republicans and Democrats. The number of co-sponsors keeps going up, and it's going to protect the rights of Americans so that the government can't just collect in bulk everyone's records and then say, hey, we're just going to store it to look at it later. It put that off limits, as our Constitution intends. Our Fourth Amendment is supposed to protect our privacy, and this would restore that.
You know, that's the one place, the NSA's information gathering, that has found some bipartisanship in Washington between liberals and independents and people on the right as well, is that privacy issue involving the NSA.
That's because people care about it, and that's right. I've been working with John Conyers on this. I've worked with very conservative Republicans on it as well. If you look at the list of co-sponsors, it has most of the most conservative Republicans in the House who have signed on to it. So we're serious about this because we understand the American people want their privacy protected, and we're supposed to follow the Fourth Amendment anyways. This should be unnecessary, but it seems like something we have to do right now.
What he just said is what the important thought is in that whole exercise. It ought not to be necessary, but it is. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program, 16 before the hour. Global warming up next here.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You want it to go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800 525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting it on. Yeah. Round, round, get around, we get around. 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right, so now, because of the weather, and yours truly thinking about this when I saw the mess at my farm and looking around at the piles of snow everywhere, God knows where it's all going to go when it starts getting warm. And actually, this weekend, it's going to be very warm in the east with temperatures near 60 degrees. What kind of an ungodly mess is that going to make? Here is a conversation from one of the affiliates of the program, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Al Macedi, I believe. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? I think I don't know him, but I know some of the other guys there, but I don't know him. Anyway, he talked about Newt Gingrich and John Kerry, who discussed, I don't know if this is together or separately, focusing in on the global warming debate, given what the winter weather has been.
Newt Gingrich, inexplicably still paid attention to by political reporters, announced on the Twitter machine, and you know that as your cell phone, that John Kerry should resign for saying that global warming was the number one strategic threat to the United States, that this was our greatest challenge for, well, see, what they're saying is that once countries start to disappear beneath the waves, it might cause some social unrest. I think when you get the island nations of the Indian Ocean and the Pacific, forget it. Those guys are doomed. I don't know what's going to happen. The water goes up much. It's going to. And look, I'm not talking about whether it's man-made or not. I don't care about that. When I say I don't care about that, I mean, as a policy issue, it's not important. Whether or not it's man-made is, well, it has something to do with what policies we adopt. I think any policy that is going to cut heavily into our energy consumption all at once without phasing it in would be very disastrous. So that, and really, that's what this is all about. You should understand something. Whenever we talk about climate change, whenever they talk about climate change, that is the scientists involved in studying it and the political creatures who are involved in pretending that the science is not legitimate. This is a political issue. Even the people I see who bill themselves as skeptics on climate change mostly are talking not about the question of whether it's happening, but what we should do about it. That's where the question is.
What ought we to do about the changes in reality when it comes to rain, snow, heat, tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons? 51 after on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Something to feel good about as you start your day. This is the anniversary of the first space hero, John Glenn, orbiting the world three times in 4 hours, 55 minutes. John Glenn, senator, great American. That happened on this date in 1962, for those of you who don't remember. And the following year, as the baseball season got underway, and that's something that's kind of cool because saw the pitchers and catchers starting this past weekend. This is the anniversary of Willie Mays signing with the Giants as the highest paid player. He earned $100,000 a year. that's like one game for some of these guys, right? Today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This day, 1963. Okay. Speaking of crazy, the conversation about the minimum wage now heating up. 10-10 wins. Here's host Barry Armstrong, who's a money guy, and June Knight talking to Michael Bender from Bloomberg about the latest on the debate over the minimum wage.
What is the president trying to do here in terms of minimum wage? How high does he want to raise it?
He is pushing for an increase to $10.10, which would be up from current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. So pretty big boost.
I thought it was $9 an hour.
Well, different states have states can increase their own minimum wage, but the actual federal minimum wage is $7.25. It hasn't been increased since for 5 or 6 years.
So we talked about the percentage of Americans that want to see the minimum wage increase. What percentage of Republicans want to see that minimum wage increase?
It's a majority of Republicans too. I mean, if you believe the Quinnipiac poll, which you know those folks in Connecticut do as good a job as anyone. They're saying over 50% of Republicans say the minimum wage should be increased too.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, who doesn't want more money? This is an issue that can aimed at sort of it's aimed at the masses, and most people are employees, not employers. So sort of looked at through that prism, it's not that surprising.
But Michael, the battle cry in Congress from Republicans has been that it'll do away with jobs.
That's right, and this is this report. There was a report yesterday, which was why I was writing about it, from the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan sort of financial scorekeeper for Congress, and that fed into that argument. There, what those economists are saying is that an increase to $10.10, which is what Obama wants and what the fellow Democrats in Congress want, will likely lead to about 500,000 job losses by the end of 2016. You know, the high end of that number could be upwards of 1 million. So, you know, that's a pretty big issue, pretty big number, in today's economy.
And again, that was a bipartisan panel. You want to stress that part of it?
Yeah, nonpartisan. Yeah,
nonpartisan.
Congressional Budget Office. Yeah. Yeah, they are the sort of the nonpartisan. These are the guys that are charged with, actually coming up with a solid number on what things cost and what the economic impacts will be. Yeah.
This is something that doesn't happen until next year. Are you in agreement there, Mike?
Probably. I mean, it's hard to see how really any major issues are going to get lifted out of this Congress. I mean, with Republicans controlling the House and Senate controlling, Democrats controlling the Senate, any of these big issues, immigration, the minimum wage, just probably aren't going to happen. I mean, geez, the House only has about 80 days scheduled to be in Washington until the November election, so about 3 months of working days over the next 9. So, it's going to be mostly messaging and very little action. I mean, they've already compiled one of the least productive legislative records of any Congress, and now it's an election year.
I'm into that. All right, let's get a quickie from host Jonathan Rush with Kelly Nash talking to Senator Lindsey Graham about the minimum wage.
It seems that, I tried to help somebody understand this the other day, and for the life of me, I'm just not as good as doing it maybe as you are, but it seems that this is another transfer of wealth, but it's on a different end of the spectrum. We're going to give fewer opportunities to people to have jobs, so they're going to be kicked out, and they'll be on the government benefits,
right?
Which seems like a design. I know Kelly doesn't always agree with the fact that I believe that is his master design, but we're going to give a little bit more and make those people that still have a job just a little bit more, but there's no understanding of how the economy is going to be working against them, and in fact, they have a net gain of zero.
Never let a guy be president who's never run a lemonade stand. The problem with President Obama is that he comes from an academic background, a theoretical background. A minimum wage, if you go from $7.25, $7.15, I can't remember the number right now, around $7.
In which state?
Yeah. Up to $10.10 over a 3-year period. The CBO says you'll lose.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.